John Taylor is with us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The market looked like yesterday was really going to be great. In fact, it did go up considerably, but then went down somewhat, and today it's not looking too sweet. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Yesterday was really a wild ride. In fact, if you were busy and didn't notice the market and you just happened to look and notice that the market closed down 27 points yesterday, that doesn't tell you the story. It was a 424-point swing in the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday. At one point in time yesterday morning, it was up 282 points, and it was down 142, and then settling in and closing down only 27. Could be another wild ride today. Dow futures, as we speak, they've been down over 100 points all morning, but with the release of the retail sales numbers that were just released for December, which were worse than expected, that's down. The futures are down almost 200 points. We'll see what happens later in the day. And, of course, oil continues to drive the story, but I'm not going to talk about that because I'm tired of talking about it. But let's talk about some other things. Yesterday, a stock that has received a lot of love on Wall Street is GoPro. You know, the guys that make those cameras that you can mount on your head or your dog or wherever you want to mount them. And that stock went public back in June of 2014 at about $20-something dollars a share, peaked at $98 a share in October. But yesterday it was down over 12%, closing below $50. Why? Well, the reason it was down yesterday 12% is because it was revealed that Apple has been granted a patent for a wearable camera. Some people say this could be a possible challenge for those action cameras made by GoPro. Apple's patent cites specific weaknesses in GoPro's cameras, includes details about a camera that can be mounted on bikes, helmets, or scuba masks, would operate underwater, take pictures, and record sounds. Some experts say, oh, it's premature to assume that Apple's going to get into a direct competition with GoPro because that's not a logical product extension for Apple, but we'll see what happens. Another thing that was interesting, I'd really forgotten that Apple had acquired Eastman Kodak back in 2013, some patents and intellectual property from them. And this patent included some of that intellectual property that they bought from Eastman Kodak back in November of 2013. Here's something that might indicate that economy is doing chugging along, literally, and that is CSX. Chessie, the number three railroad company, reported a higher profit than last year. It was in line with the expectations, but interesting, if you look at their numbers, 11% rise in coal, COAL, coal shipments, 5% increase in intermodal, and 5% in other stuff that they call merchandise shipments. They expect to see strong growth in terms of the tonnage that they ship for this year. They had a net profit of $491 million, up substantially over last year. And, of course, we all know that there's been a problem with rail congestion on the rails. There's more freight than anybody can ship on the rails. Part of that's caused by some of the crude oil that's being shipped on the rails because we can't build pipelines. But mostly it's just because of an increase in demand because of an improving economy. The railroad's trying to catch up, adding locomotives and crews to try to handle that. And just within the last few minutes, we've gotten earnings from two of the largest banks in the country, one of those being J.P. Morgan, largest bank in the country by assets. Their stock's down about 2% before the market opens this morning. They disappointed Wall Street, among other things. They reported a drop in profits caused primarily by $1 billion in legal costs related to all kinds of things, including setting aside more money to cover bad loans. That was higher than Wall Street's expected. Wells Fargo, not the largest bank, but the largest mortgage lender in the country. Their stock's down a little bit this morning, but not much. They reported earnings that were up slightly over last year, revenue up over last year, and the income and the revenue both were more in line with expectations. But that huge additional legal cost that J.P. Morgan provided in the fourth quarter has taken Wall Street by surprise. So we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get a bounce, but right now, looks like it could be another wild ride today. Right now, as I look, the Dow futures are down 243 points before the market opens this morning.
And, John, the Christmas retail sales, you know, we've had some initial reports and so on, but what really is coming out on these earnings reports is that it was not as great a Christmas as retailers thought it could be.
Well, and it was kind of a mixed bag. I mean, it was much better for some retailers than for others. And by the way, speaking of retail, I guess you saw where this is incredible that Neighborhood Market is opening. Is it yesterday or today in Charleston?
Yes.
To think about Walmart having locations in these smaller towns, that's quite a shift, too. Puts a new light on this potential merger between Dollar Tree and or Family Dollar or Family Dollar and Dollar General.
You're right, John. And just to hear you talk about Apple, just quickly, Somebody said, well, they probably wouldn't go into having that line of GoPro type of business. Why not? Walmart's gotten into everything. Why wouldn't Apple?
If there's money there, it will follow.
There you go, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right here in Fort Smith or give him a phone call. The area code is 479-782-2527.